What is justice? What is the law? What is governance? What are these? Are they just words, letters put together, defined in the dictionary, Google, Wikipedia, wherever you may find these words? Justice is served. The guilty has been sentenced. The innocent has been spoken for. The innocent has been set free. The guilty has served their crime. That's pretty much all the gibberish you can come up with. Truly, there is no such thing as justice. Justice can never be served because it's all fucking lies. How is it justice? If you murder my brother, and I murder you. You murdered my brother for whatever wrongdoing he did. You saw fit that murdering him was justice for what he had done. I am murdering you for what you have done to my brother. Justice has been served. We're both right in our own way. But in hindsight, we're both wrong. We both murdered. We both killed. So justice is truly whoever is seeking the justice feels is justice. If a woman gets raped and the rapist is sentenced to jail, that's justice. Justice has been served. There's no other way. What did you think? I was going to say, let's look at the murder. No, we're not doing that shit. Justice was served. That's just it. But is the guy going to prison really justice? Wouldn't it be justice if he got raped as well? An eye for an eye? Him going to jail, it's not really the trauma the lady who's been raped is gonna face. Hey, maybe he'll get raped in jail. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll continue doing his heinous crimes after he's released after 10 years, 5 years, 4 years. It doesn't really matter. Whether we go to the court and the court say we're guilty or innocent, we could be guilty. But how is it fair or justice if one person gets a lighter sentence when they've done the same crime? How is it justice? Should the people decide? Yes, there's a jury, fam. Yes, the jury is also manipulated by the lawyers and the politics. They get to choose who they feel is fit to declare someone as innocent or guilty. Be judged by a panel of your peers, they say. Hey, in some cases this has worked. But there are prisons out there, there's men and women who've been sentenced to jail or murder. Or murdered, rather. Capital punishment. That were innocent. It's happened for centuries. And it's going to happen forever. Now, I'm on this rant. You're asking yourself, I thought I was going to listen to a review of a fucking Netflix series piece. What the hell's going on? Well, I'm giving you what I got from this. There is no democracy. There is no dictatorship. There's only fascism, socialism, and capitalism. Whatever nation you're in, whatever state, whatever province, whatever village, whatever country, whatever continent, whatever household, doesn't really matter. There's only fascism, socialism, and capitalism. That's just it. Your nation is either one of those. You're either stuck with a bunch of racist fucks, a bunch of greedy bastards, and a fucking bunch of tree huggers, man. Let's distribute everything equally amongst people, they'll say. Let's fuck everyone else who doesn't look like me, they'll say. I don't give a shit about anyone as long as I'm making money, they'll say. They'll say all these things. They say, Politicians will stand up on the podium. They'll caress you. They say all the nice words you want to hear. But in truth, they're not serving you. They're serving themselves and their peers. That's reality of it. Now, some silly documentary, some silly tweet, some dumb protest we're going to do on the streets before they shoot us down or gun us down with rubber bullets isn't going to change a damn thing. And I'm not saying let's play the game of hangman and start hanging down political leaders. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying we just need to wake up this political illusion. I'm not saying you shouldn't vote because nothing's going to change. Not all leaders are corrupt. Well, I think all leaders are corrupt. They all start out great. Most of them start out great. They all start out fighting for the people. And eventually, the walls cave in. And they appear as the society. The surroundings suffocate them until they give in. They start fighting for the little man, the street vendor, the gardener, the garbage man. You know, the little guy. They start looking for you, looking out for you. They start looking at lobbyists and rich businessmen. They start looking out for them because they give them the money, they give them the power, they give them the resources to do the things that they wish they could do when they were young. It's really the truth of it. And all the true freedom fighters are murdered while we march and seek freedom. They're murdered, betrayed by their peers and their friends. It's really it. It's really what it's all about. Betrayal. Murder. Hate. I hate what my brother has, so I must murder him. I hate who my brother is. I hate who my sister is, who she is with, how she is. I hate it. So I must stop her, stop him. I must murder, I must butcher, I must steal, I must harm. He does not deserve what he has. He should not be in the position that he is in. It should be me, jealousy, greed. The seven deadly sins. That's really it. Now, I could go on this rant forever. But we're really here to talk about a Netflix series called Justice Served. Justice is Served. Now, this series is incredible. Truly eye-opening. Now, this whole rant that I started on 7 minutes ago is truly based on this series. It's South African. But it's incredible. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen on Netflix from South Africa. Now, South Africans have been known to release some of the best films in Africa. They have. And they do. They release the best things on their own without the support from the West. And I don't know, this film has support from the West. It's on Netflix, so it probably has support from them. I mean, like, in the production level of things. Usually when they make stuff in Africa, there's some British or American or Hollywood producer, director, screenwriter, stuff like that. Now, it could be the case here too. But if this is purely written, produced by South Africans, wow, you guys have done it. You've done the impossible. You've impressed me beyond reasonable doubt. Now, I did watch a film a while back. You can find it on my podcast. I talked about it. It was called Amanda. That is a similar situation. Apartheid regime, yada, yada, yada. We need to serve justice. Stuff like that. On that one, they were in a bank, I think. No, that's not the point. On this one, a group of terrorists. The Amor? Can we really call them terrorists? Are they terrorists? Who is the bloody villain in this thing? Is it the Amor? Are they the villains? Is their commander the villain? Is the judge the villain? Is Alan the villain? Is Abel the villain? Is Mampo the police brigadier the villain? Is the government the villain? Are the viewers the villain? Not the viewers as in you and me. I mean the viewers in the series. The audience members. The people that were watching this whole thing on national TV. Are they the villains? I don't know. All I know is somebody is a villain. And somebody's a hero. Now, who's the hero? I don't know. Who's the villain? I don't know. Were the killings and the speeches they gave right and just? I don't know. It's really up to you. Like in the film. In the series, rather. They placed it on the people, the civilian, the population, the masses, to vote whether a man should be murdered for his crimes, past and present. Society said, don't do it. Don't murder him. Yes, he murdered someone. Whether the young man he murdered was trying to hijack him. Yes, maybe. Maybe he was trying to hijack him. And he did try to hijack him. And this Ellen fella shot him dead. No, he shot him dead while he was running away from the scene. It's no longer self-defense, that's murder. You don't shoot a man in the back. You've won. That's how I was taught. If they run, you let them run. But sometimes you have to show them. Have to prove a point. Don't fuck with me, or you'll fucking die. Maybe that's what Alan was thinking. If I let this nigga go, he's gonna murder. He's gonna try to rob somebody else. And I ain't gonna have it. Probably what he said. Now, my brothers and sisters listening to this podcast, the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with yours, truly Reese Chanson, we have different opinions. And if you've listened to this, you know my opinion on race matters. I don't like it. I like how my people have been treated for generations. But this is just a film. It's just a series, man. It's just entertainment. You shouldn't take it to heart. But our art, our entertainment, are deprived from who we are, what we are, what makes us happy, what makes us sad, what makes us laugh. That is what art is. That is what art is inspired by. It is who we are. Now, this series is incredible. 6-part. Thrilling. Now, usually I'd go down and tell you in detail how everything went down. I don't want to spoil it for you, fam. I don't. I think you should watch it yourself. I just want the speech that I'm giving, this rant, whatever garbage I'm spitting out of my mouth, to inspire you to grab the Netflix remote and tune on. Tune on and be inspired, be encouraged, hate it, love it, just watch it. You won't regret it. It's pure entertainment. It's incredible. You're given the choice to seek justice for a murderous man. Now, can we try soldiers for committing crimes during war times? Can you say the apartheid police should be condemned for their crimes, for their wrongdoings during the apartheid system, regime? I don't know, fam. Wasn't there. But if I was there, I'd say kill them all. But what help? How would that help us build a better place? You've got freedom, or the illusion of freedom. If they locked us up, chained us, beat us, hurt us. If we do what they did, we are the same as them. We're nothing. but them. If we let our pains and our hurt do what our enemies, our captive, our the guy that got us strangled to the ground, screaming, begging for our dear lives, begging them to stop. Stop hurting me. Stop cutting me. Stop raping me. Stop robbing me. Stop. If we turn and do the same unto them, what are we but birds? The same flock, birds of a prey. We're nothing but the same. But if we do what Jesus did and we turn the other cheek, are we nothing but fools that will forgive anything? Once you forgive anything, they take advantage of your kindness. They spit kindness in your face. They belittle you. They laugh at you. You idiot. You should have shot him down when you had the chance. Maybe that will help. Maybe that will serve justice. Maybe that will make a difference. Maybe it won't. Maybe it's just a waste of time, waste of energy, waste of our livelihood. There is no justice. There is no police brutality. There is no racism. There is no hate. There is no jealousy. There's only you in the mirror, staring back at yourself, asking yourself this question: what I just did to them, how would I feel if they did it to me? And if you smile, you need fucking therapy. And if you say, no, they shouldn't do that to me, don't fucking do it then. But truth is, when push comes to shove, humanity will always do the worst thing. So, when that film, when they did the Amor, the commander, when they said the society should vote whether they should murder Alan, and then they said no, I did not see that coming. When I watched this and I heard them say their words and how they were going to plan to do everything, I anticipated it. I saw that all, like I usually do. I see everything in every film. You can see it from the beginning. But it rarely happens where I don't know what's going to happen. It rarely does, but it happens most of the time. When it does, I'm nothing but amazed. I'm nothing but thrilled. I'm nothing but overjoyed. To know that I didn't waste my time watching a show. And that's what happened at every waking second minute of the show. And of course, like in every bloody show, there's always going to be a character who will piss you off. Now, the commander of the Amor pissed me off in the beginning. But in the end, I fell in love with him. Now, I'm not saying all the murderous things he did are wrong. And I'm not saying him trying to topple the government is wrong. I'm not saying it will bring change. I don't fucking know. All I know is it's going to be a new South Africa. I'm not talking the actual South Africa, but I'm talking about the South Africa in the series. It's going to be a new South Africa. Whether it's be molded into the greatness that it should be, or into the worst thing that will possibly ever be. Now, I don't know what it entails for the citizens, the black citizens, the white citizens, the Indian citizens. I don't know what it stands for you. And again, I'm not talking about the actual people. I'm talking about the characters in the series. I don't know. All I know is I'm going to be watching the second season. I'm going to be waiting in anticipation. I'm going to be begging for more of it. It will come. And I will love it. Now, usually when you listen to these podcasts, you want to hear all the silly little things about how this girl was beautiful, how this actress was incredible, how Itu died. Because she didn't listen to her mother or her friend. She listened to her boyfriend. How her boyfriend will cope with the knowledge that his actions led to his girlfriend's death. And the fact that he's privileged enough to wither away when faced with adversity. When the cops got him cornered, he will be released or others be imprisoned. Should we trust our commanders, our leaders, when they are corrupt? Sometimes even far worse than the men we call the terrorists, the murderers. You've seen the news of how children are kidnapped day and night day, and they perform ritual sacrifices for them to win political elections, yada yada yada. This is a fucking rant. It's not a review of a damn show. This spoke to me. It fucking spoke to me. Spoke to my core, my being, my essence, and I feel some type of way about it. I'm angry. I am sad. I am happy. I am all emotions. I am justice. I seek it, I yearn it, I need it, I want it. But can justice be achieved without a little bloodshed? What the fuck is justice? I murder you for your wrongdoings on me? Yeah. You've served. You've paid for your crime. For your wrongdoing against me. But you're dead now. You're robbed. You're raped. Where's your justice? Yes, I did you wrong. I did you wrong. I stole from you, so you shot me. I flexed, so you robbed me. Wait a minute. I shouldn't flex my hard-earned money? I shouldn't? I begged you for a job, but you laughed at my face. You said I didn't belong in your society. So I robbed you. Yes, I did. But you shot me. Had you given me a job, maybe I wouldn't have robbed you. Maybe you wouldn't have shot me dead. It's all ifs and buts. No fucking answer. That's what it'll always be. Ifs and buts. If we should have, damn, if only. I suppose I should have done that. Yeah, I should have called. Should have asked for help when they offered it. I should have begged for it. I should have groveled on the ground, humiliated myself. Why you laughed at my misery and pain and poverty. While we fight for the scrums and you drink champagne and you forget we exist. But you stand on podiums and say you fight for us. You lying bastard. It's all a bunch of mixed emotions. I watched the show and suddenly I felt like a patriot. I felt like I could lead the masses and say what they need to be heard and what they need to say. All because I watched the show. Suddenly, I'm an activist. A freedom fighter. There will never be justice. There is no such thing as justice. Because to achieve justice, someone has to be wronged. Someone has to be failed by the system. So justice is an eye for an eye. I do what you did to me. That's justice. It's revenge. So is revenge justice? Where's forgiveness? Yes, you murdered that man. They will send you to jail. So you can reform and come back to society as a better person. That's justice. I'm dead, fam. This man gets locked up in a box for 10 years and he's free. And wait, you won't even give him a job? So he has to rob and murder again? Should we just kill him? And we're just like him. Nothing but murderers. Fuck. How do we achieve eternal peace? If someone does us wrong, we forgive them. We're fools. We allow them the chance to hurt someone else. And if we punish them, we're just like them. We send them to jail. They may reform. They may be better people. They may be greater people to society. That's where the prison system works. But it stopped working the moment private companies started making money off it. Then they just started flooding prisons with innocent people. Innocent blacks. My people. Doesn't matter what fucking country you're in. The whites own all the fucking land. They have all the money. And the only blacks that have money are traitors. They betray their own kind for a piece of the pie. But can we really blame them? When you've been eating scraps all your life, and you finally get the chance to sit at the dinner table, stop eating the crumbs. Eat the whole bread. Stop eating the bones. Eat the chicken. While it's still juicy and tender. Fuck the cause. I'm sitting at the table. I'm having me some fucking toast. Yep. Deep down, we all do that. Deep down, we also want to be all immortalized and become heroes. It's a mess out there, man. Right. This series is about a group of men, they're no longer terrorists, a group of men and women who seek justice for a crime done, for a murder done. Done by a white man. No, for a murder done by a man. The man says it's self-defense, but he shot a man in the back. He said he was hijacked, or there was an attempted hijack, and he murdered him. If he was hijacking him with a gun, didn't the white man save the next guy from being hijacked and murdered? Is he not a hero for murdering that guy? I don't know how you look at it. His mother won't look at it the way you're looking at it, that's for sure. And the guy who was going to rob in the future won't look at it the way that you're looking at it. He'll probably want to shoot him too. Imagine working hard to buy a car and some cunt points a gun at you. Some bastard who won't work hard. But they work hard, fam. They get in lines and queues looking for jobs, but the government pays them peanuts. And they raise the prices of gasoline, the prices of food. Shit. I can't afford to feed myself and my family. The prices keep going up. And my salary keeps getting little by little. While these fat cows keep getting fucking richer. That's the guy, that's how the guy who robs you feels. Now, should they be robbing the rich, doing this Robin Hood thing? Robbing the rich, giving it to the poor? About how the rich feel. They worked hard. They lie, they cheated, they backstabbed. Why can't you do it yourself? You cheat, you backstab. You get yourself the glory, the money, the wealth. Fuck, there is no right or wrong. There's only you. How do you feel what they've done to you? Do you feel it's right? Do you forgive them? If you do, that's justice. If you don't, that's justice. You forgive them and you move on. You chose peace. But are you really peaceful when you know there should be a car outside? There should be money in your purse, but some fucker stole it. Is that peace that you want? Or we should just kill them. That way you can have nightmares and see countless therapy sessions to get that blood out of your hands, to get that body of them lying down on the ground. The carcass, lifeless, limbless body. The pills, the drugs. They make you numb, don't they? But they don't take away your guilt, do they? They don't. So what? Look at the mirror and do unto others how they do unto you. Yada, yada, yeah, we've heard this before. Turn the other cheek. The fuck does that help? I've been wrong to you. So I should turn the other cheek. Get the fuck out of here. I lost that again. Right. I will start from the beginning. This series, 6-part series, this is the first season, I'm assuming. If Netflix doesn't fuck this up and cancel it like they do about everything, these fucking cunts. Right. This show is about a group of men who get into court to seek justice for a young man who was murdered. They let the audience, the people at home, decide this man's fate in a voting system. Society decide that he shouldn't be murdered on national TV. And this group of men aim to topple the government, the corrupt system. Now, I don't know if they will be corrupt itself. All I know is change is coming. It's better your inside than outside when it does. That's what I say. It's better that way.